Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Now, more than 150,000 passengers use Shanghai Hongqiao Railway Station per day on average during normal times. During peak times, that number may double. However, the station is only scheduling 4 or 5 trains a day during the lockdown. This leaves many travelers stranded as they struggle to return home. Zhang Hong tells us more details.
Hundreds of people are staying beneath a bridge outside Shanghai Hongqiao Railway Station. Some of the lucky ones have managed to buy railway tickets and will be allowed to enter the station on their departure date.
I'm from Chengdu. I have tried to buy tickets every day and was finally lucky enough to get one.
I rode a bicycle for 8 hours to get here.
Others haven't been as fortunate. Mr. Qi was eager to see his mother in Gansu, Lanzhou province.He returned to China from the United Arab Emirates and completed 14 days of quarantine in Shanghai.
My mother is over 80 years old and fell ill. I need to go home, but haven't been able to buy a railway ticket. I have been trying to buy a ticket for the past 4 or 5 days.
Mr. Xie arrived in Shanghai at the end of March and planned to get a job here. But once the lockdown started, he was trapped in the city.
I lived in a hotel several days ago, but then I ran out of money.Now I have been living beneath the bridge. I managed to buy a ticket, but the train was cancelled.
People who are eager to leave, like Qi or Xie, or don't have a place to live, have been living under the bridge outside the station and continue trying to buy a ticket out of town. Police officers from the nearby Xinhong Police Office have tried to help. Travelers who have tickets for the next day and a negative PCR test result within 48 hours can stay at a temporary indoor settlement in the railway station's parking lot. People can also get a PCR test there.
Each morning, police officers will come here to check their tickets, health code, and PCR test result. Everyone who passes all the checks will then be escorted to the departure floor.
For people who fail to get a railway ticket, police officers also help arrange hotel accommodation. However, only a limited number of rooms are available, so police suggested they seek help from homeless shelters if they don't have a train ticket or place to stay. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
The lockdown has posed great challenges to migrant workers as some have been stuck at their places of work for more than a month. Some have chosen to pitch in and volunteer their time.Zhang Yue has more.
Worker Tao Xiangguo has been living in this rough cast house for more than 40 days in Changning District. Tao says he struggled at the beginning of the lockdown, but things have improved since community workers found him and offered him food and home appliances.
I can now prepare noodles for breakfast and have boxed meals for lunch and dinner. Previously, I was just eating raw carrots.
To return the kindness, Tao joined a volunteer team in the neighborhood. He helps with the disinfections, sorting supplies, and making deliveries. And residents there have vouched for his work.
He's always willing to help. I arrived here at 8:30 this morning, and he was already doing disinfection work. Also, we have many supplies here. He helps us sort them by building number. It's easier for residents to get their supplies.
He looks familiar even with a mask on. He has been working hard, and I really appreciate that.
At another neighborhood nearby, 6 elevator technicians face the same problems as Tao. They are also working voluntarily as security guards in the neighborhood.
The full-time security guards are locked down, so we decided to help out.
They also help with deliveries and disinfections. And they have done a great job.
The 6 workers say their biggest wish is for the lockdown to be lifted as soon as possible so they can resume work. And to help them, the neighborhood's property management company has arranged food and accommodation for them. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
According to the latest study published in the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology Journal, more than 300 cases of acute hepatitis in children of unknown cause in more than 20 countries and regions around the world may be associated with the superantigen of the coronavirus. Researchers suggest that the recent cases of acute hepatitis in children were probably the result of a coronavirus infection, followed by an adenovirus infection after the emergence of a viral reservoir in the intestinal tract. The persistence of coronavirus in the gastrointestinal tract of children results in repeated release of viral proteins in intestinal epithelial cells, leading to immune activation. If evidence of a coronavirus superantigen-mediated immune activation is found, immunomodulatory therapy should be considered. The WHO Regional Office for Europe reported on May 13th that unexplained acute hepatitis cases in children aged 16 and under showed that more than 70% had been infected with the coronavirus.